This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. Jordan here in my home studio. Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, in his quote-unquote home studio.
Yes.
As we continue to bring you these programs, bring you information, bring you a sense of hope and understanding through the COVID-19 crisis. As we record this, it's the middle of the week for a Sunday broadcast. We note that the governor is still talking about a phased reopening. It's not going to be quick and over in a day or a week or a month. But that's just a fact of life. We have to live with that. So what we're going to be doing today is talking about how this continues to impact people who are either retired or about to be retired. And we'll also, before we get started, focus on the fact that you and your team, Carol and Holly and everyone, man, you've been working steadily to try to get back to people as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were just talking about this a minute ago. You're trying to help people plan their retirement and plan the next 20 or 30 years of their life. But human nature, and I'm no different than anyone else, it's difficult to think about things so far away right now when we're in the middle of what's going on. And, you know, you can open a newspaper or go on a website and be given two completely different, you know, kind of outlooks on what's going to happen going forward. So it's difficult to think that far ahead because people are living almost in the moment, day to day, you know, from a financial standpoint, as to, am I going to have a job next week? Am I going to have what I have in my 401k next week? People are nervous to even look at them, quite honestly. I mean, it's almost like the 2008 again, when I was, you know, working with clients in 08 and 09, people would literally come in to our office with, you know, statements from whatever investment company that they were using, and the envelope wasn't even opened. They're like, I don't even want to look at it. And people are saying that again to us, you know I lost money. I watched it for the first couple of weeks, you know, when the market was really, really volatile. They said, I don't even look at it now. But unfortunately or fortunately, you have to look at it. I mean, you have to make sure that things are not completely off the rails from your particular situation. And, you know, I was talking to my marketing people this morning because we're, you know, preparing to start doing some webinars specifically on COVID-19 impact on retirement planning, and you know, it's kind of scary out there, because I don't have a crystal ball, and I say that every week, and nobody has a time machine and knows what's going to happen, but it just, the writing is on the wall that this doesn't seem like it's over.
Well, it's funny you should talk about 2008. We'll reflect on that, because it does matter when you look at history. I was just reading the Wall Street Journal this morning, and don't get the wrong idea. I don't read it every day, but enough to know that whether it's the head of the Fed or stock market analysts or economists with great reputations, nobody really has a clear picture. And the differences, I want you to explain if there are any differences besides the obvious, the fact that people have suffered with disease, have to relate to the uncertainty. Even in 2008 and 2009, we knew that things had bottomed out, and we knew the government was stepping in, and we also knew we could get out there and work and do something to benefit ourselves. It's so different in this current climate.
There's so much unknown, and like, to switch away from financial side of things, my brother-in-law is a doctor, and one of my good friends, a neighbor, is a doctor as well. Both of them directly in the medical field, both of them are saying, we don't know when this is going to be over, you know, and they're not doomsday people at all. So when you look at it from a financial standpoint, no, you don't know when it's going to be over. So what do you do? Because you have to do something. You can't just stick your head in the sand. And, you know, whether you agree with some of the people on the TV or on the news or not, they don't know when it's going to come back. So the idea of just saying, let's just sit and wait and the market will come back. It absolutely will come back. But if it doesn't come back within the time frame of your particular situation when you want to stop working, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it comes back 9 years from now, if you're retiring 2 years from now.
Right. Well, you mentioned folks back then who didn't want to open the envelope. A good exercise besides walking and push-ups would be to open those envelopes that have statements in them and have you and people like you take a look, because knowledge is power, as we say every single week. And yeah. Why is it so critical for your clients and other prospective clients to do that right now?
Well, I mean, you have to make sure that, you know, I guess it comes down to the point of you don't necessarily have to have, let's say you have $300,000 in your 401k plan and you say, I have to get it to $450,000. That's my goal. To me, it's more, I need $65,000 a year. And can I still get $65,000 a year using my Social Security, using my wife's pension plan and using this money? And if you can still balance it and do it in a safe way, well, then you're still on track, right? So if the market corrects again and another 25% drop happens, maybe you're not going to be on track. So right. That's what I mean by you can't
it's perspective.
Bury your head in the sand.
It's yes. Totally about perspective and where we are in the middle of May, let's say. We can't be thinking about the middle of May 2021 yet. One of the really important questions facing the whole country and whole world is the impact on companies and how that will then impact employees. So the idea of companies cutting back on their matches for 401ks, this is pretty serious stuff. That's why people should know where they stand and what's coming right down the road in terms of their own companies.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, first and foremost, people are trying to make sure that they still have a job. But, you know, employers are trying to obviously make sure that people can stay and, you know, they can continue to function at the level that they want to function at. So something's got to give at some point somewhere. And, you know, I was looking at statistics from 2008, 2009, when the market had a huge correction, about 200 employers in the US suspended employer matches to 401ks. So that, I'm not necessarily saying that's going to happen going forward, but wouldn't that logically be something that they would trim away? You know, they would say, well, we can't afford to do this anymore. So that's going to impact what people's projections are going forward. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably, you know, a pretty big saving for employers right. going sure. forward.
Yeah. Your webinar is coming up on the 21st. Go to retiresouthshore.com, folks. You can register for it. It's a great, great resource. And I know one of the focuses, as always, is Social Security and what role that's going to play now more than ever when it comes to balancing the question of what's the 401k like, how is it going to react? Talk a little bit about what kind of subject matter you'll be focusing on.
Well, we talk a lot about, you know, taxes in retirement and the impact of spending different types of money first. And Social Security is one portion of somebody's retirement money. That, you know, how is that taxed? What's the tax impact of pulling money from a 401k plan versus pulling money from a Roth IRA? Roth IRA being that tax-free account that grows on a tax-free basis. So what we talk about in the webinars is kind of how that all ties in together and how that all impacts somebody's overall retirement income as to, you know, how much money they're actually going to put in their bank account on a monthly basis. I think, you know, we've been getting lots and lots of questions from people on webinars, existing clients that were still working that maybe are thinking about accelerating their retirement. And they, you know, the ones that we're already working with already have a strategy in place. The ones that we're talking with that we haven't started working with now, I spoke to somebody yesterday and she said, you know, I just need someone to guide me through what I should spend, when I should spend it, what's the tax impact going to be of that going forward. And I said, well, you know, our core business is helping people with their retirement monies, but we obviously address all of those things. And that's part of the whole reason for the team that we put together and using the, you know, the CPA firm that we partnered with in Marshfield that kind of can lay out to a client ahead of time, all right, if you take X amount of money out of an IRA or a 457 plan or whatever you have, this is what the tax impact's going to be on your family this year. Because people, maybe they've lost their jobs and they need to take some additional money out that they weren't anticipating taking out.
What I glean from your statement is actually something that I've learned over the years working with you, that for anyone out there with an estate, and that's all of us, there are possibilities. Let's put it that way. There are equations. If you do enough thinking about it and planning and work with the right kind of people, there are opportunities to save what you have, maybe see it grow at some point, even in the tough times. I just want you would reassure people out there that panic is certainly justified, but not necessarily the only way to go here. You should take a look at what you have.
Absolutely.
It's critical.
If you look at the math on people's retirement accounts, they still have big gains inside of them, right?
Right.
I mean, absolutely. People have lost money, but they haven't lost every penny that they've gained inside of their accounts. So they should be looking at it from the perspective of, again, to repeat myself, what was the purpose of the money in the first place? You saved this money for retirement or for a period of time when you needed to start drawing from it. You need to look at how much money that money can still produce on a consistent basis for you.
Never has it been more true that the goal here is not to have to worry about money in retirement. We spoke last week with one gentleman, heard his testimony that he offered. This was the biggest load off of his back as he was retiring last week, knowing that there'd be enough money for the next 6 months, year, and years after that to live comfortably. And it's really about not just living, but living the kind of lifestyle you want.
Absolutely. And it's all about having balance. And I said this to you many times before, our plans and our strategies that we help people design have not changed because of the coronavirus. They've always been about having money protected and then having money that's still continuing to do what it was doing in the first place. Brian Galligan is a registered investment advisor that is part of the team. He's with Marshall Wealth Management. And it's all about having a little bit of money on his side of the table where it's doing its stocks, bonds, and mutual funds thing. And then some money protected. So when the market is down, when something like a coronavirus is going on, that you have a safe pocket to take money from, because you can't stop living just because the market went down.
Let me give the phone number. It's very important, folks. If you have a question, if a follow-up question comes to mind, if you're looking for information, or if you're an existing client, you should know that the number 781-277-4308 for South Shore Retirement Services. If you get a busy, or somebody has recorded a response, they will get back to you. That's been the watchword, and everyone I've spoken to says yes. Mark and his team are doing a great job. 781-277-4308. And RetireSouthShore.com. And that webinar, which will be very, very valuable, is coming up on Thursday, the 21st, next Thursday. And that'll be at 11 a.m. And by the way, you had a great turnout for the first one a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, people are home. People want to get information. People are looking for advice on what to do. So we've had large amounts of people logging into those webinars. And asking for additional advice and additional help. And then we can jump on a phone call or a Zoom call like you and I have been doing for the last couple of months. Yeah. We have some clients that are coming into the office. Obviously, we were able to social distance. And I just had a delivery of 1,000 masks, surgical masks brought into my office. So we are well equipped to meet with people face to face if that's what they want to do.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Information is power, and we'll continue to empower you when we return with more on Retire South Shore Radio.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Rolette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true. With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. Call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back. Part two of our program today, as we continue with South Shore Retirement Services, Mark Rolette, talking about where we are during this COVID-19 crisis and where we are in general with the retirement planning that makes sense, that allows you to not have to worry about money in retirement. The phone number to call is 781-277-4308. And that number will be answered. If you get a message, they will get back to you promptly. Holly and Carol are in the office regularly. All safety precautions taken. Mark is in as well. And before we get back to the subject at hand, which is the concern over the 401ks, Social Security, and all that, which is very important, I want to mention the other members of the team, because a lot of folks these days are concerned with their estate and their wills and trusts. They are generally anyway, but I think people are more interested in looking at that more carefully. And you have someone, and we talk about him often, who is there to help in that regard.
Yeah, Bill Caldwell and myself have had a relationship for, gosh, more than 10 years now, offering low-cost legal work to people who call in from the radio show, come to workshops, come to webinars, existing clients. We offer entire estate plans, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust for $399. It's always an important time to have your legal house in order, but people are really starting to look at this more. In recent times, they want to make sure that if, God forbid, something were to happen to anyone in their family, that it's taken care of, and that everything is laid out, in order to make sure that the people that they want to get their money gets their money. But moreover, those life documents, power of attorney and healthcare proxy, are really important. I talked to a client yesterday who, he, his wife, and his daughter all got the coronavirus. He ended up in hospital for about seven days. He's better now. He's feeling better. They all got through it, the other side. But it's, so many people have been talking about this, but not a lot of people have people that are close to them who've gotten it, but that's coming, I think. So to have your legal house and taken care of just puts your mind at ease.
Well, the severity of this particular virus, it's not the fact that so many people are getting it. It's that so many people are who have existing conditions or are older are threatened with their lives. I mean, this has really become something. The mortality rate is very high for this. So it's so important to prepare in all aspects of life, wearing the mask, taking all the precautions, but also thinking about these important documents. You mentioned in the first segment the CPA firm that, although not officially affiliated with you, and neither is Marshall Wealth Management, these are folks who are available for consultation. And a lot of people are maybe forgetting the fact that tax day was moved to July. It's still July as far as we know, but taxes ultimately will be coming, and also taxes very much likely will be going up. I mean, look, it's important to have that arm for people who have questions in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, neither you or I have a crystal ball, but I think the reality is that, taxes are really low right now, and they're probably going to start to go up. People want to make sure that not necessarily just from the standpoint of getting your taxes filed this year, obviously that's important. But what's the impact going to be on you and your family going forward? That's a lot of what we talk about in our webinars, where, people have been putting money into 401k plans during their whole working life, which is great. And then they transition into retirement, and the money that they deferred at a low tax rate is now getting taxed at a higher tax rate. So we talk a lot about, possibly doing Roth conversions with clients. Does it make sense? And a Roth conversion is to switch your 401k or your IRA money from a pre-tax account into an after-tax tax-free account. Obviously, that costs money now, But you do the math on it and say, does it make sense for your particular situation to kind of bite the bullet, pay a big lump of taxes now in order to have tax-free money in a world that potentially will have much higher tax brackets, because all of this money that's been, you know, given out to help support the economy is going to have to get paid back.
Mark, we mentioned this on occasion, but now more than ever, doesn't it make sense for people to take a look at their household budget, particularly those who are approaching or in retirement? I mean, we're not spending money on travel, we're not spending money on restaurants, but we know what we're spending at the supermarket to have deliveries. But it's a great time to sit down and do that simple checklist. What am I spending my money on? What do I need money for? And you have, you know, some guides on the website to help people with that as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, people are really, and Lauren and I are no different. You're seeing what your essential expenses are, right, what you actually need. I'm pretty sure everyone needs Netflix right now, but
yes.
You're seeing where your money goes on a monthly basis. Besides, obviously, the fun stuff, which you still want to add back in. That's a lot of what we would encourage people to do is, you know, take a review, take a look at where you're spending your money. We have these right. income gap reports that kind of lay out, you know, this is what I spend my money on, to kind of jog your memory. But a lot of people are being pleasantly surprised that they don't need as much money as they thought they were going to need going into retirement, which has been great, you know?
Right, right. One of the things or the takeaways that I've gotten from talking to some of the clients that you have, and again, these are people who have volunteered to chat with me, the guy on the radio, is the questions that are broken down and answered in simple, direct English. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a flood of emails from all kinds of fly-by-nights with all kinds of complex language about how I can double my money and increase my opportunities yeah. during this crisis, which I avoid like the plague, and I advise everyone to do the same from any outside source. But why is it critical? And let's hit home the point that these are sort of complex issues, but it's important for you, and you do this regularly, to break them down for us.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated to be right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to lay out, this is how much my life costs me. This is how much money I have saved. This is my Social Security. How do I make sure that what I've got over on this side of the table, the savings and the retirement plans, can support the lifestyle that I want? And if you can do that in a safe, protected way that you can kind of weather all storms, well, that's all people want, right? And I think people are seeing that. I mean, this isolation has been difficult, challenging for everyone, but I think it's kind of been like a reset as to, all right, what are the really important things in life here? You know, what do I really need? And if something were to happen to my job, or, you know, the new norm that we have to live in, can I afford today? I mean, if you're approaching retirement, can I afford today to, you know, stop or take a step back, because that's potentially is going to be forced upon me.
I spoke to my mother. I speak to my folks every day. She's 90. And she was telling me that the robocalls have slowed down to a trickle. You know what robocalls are, folks, those constant nagging phone calls saying, we're from Google, or we're from this or that, and we have information that can help you. That will not be the case forever. Those will return. But I'm talking about a lot of attempts to lure you in on, particularly online, to grab your yeah. identity, to grab. I just want to make that public service announcement clear. Avoid that. Be very leery of any, you know, too good to be true offer out there. And there are a lot of them. That's all yeah. I wanted to say.
No, I agree. I've had a couple of clients that have called and said, you know, this is going on, blah, blah, blah. Somebody asked me to help them with some money, and it's a scam. And yeah, it's unfortunate that during such a difficult time for everyone, that there's people out there trying to take advantage of that. You know?
Well, you're a man of principle. You and I worked together for a couple of years, and I know you're really concerned about people. You have clients for life, obviously. But if anyone out there has a question or a thought about their own particular situation, and they have some paperwork, you'd be willing to talk to them, connect with them, to see if it's something that you can help them with, or whether or not they're doing the right thing in general. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage people to, you know, call the office or email the office, and let's set up a 15-minute call if you have a question on something. And I've said this for years on the radio, and for even longer at workshops. If what you're doing is working, we'll let you know. You don't need to make any changes. Everything that you're doing is working and it's fine. And maybe that's just the reassurance that people want right now. You know, I have many, many clients calling on a daily basis, just wanting the reassurance that they're still on track and everything is still okay. And it's really nice to be able to tell them, we nobody anticipated what was going to happen. Again, I didn't know that this was going to happen, but if you have hedged against the downturn in the market, because we knew at some point it was going to correct, and making sure that your family is not impacted negatively from an income standpoint on a day-to-day basis, then you're sitting pretty right now. So I would encourage people that, you know, if they have any questions or they have any concerns about anything, to reach out to someone. If they're not going to reach out to us, that's fine. But if they have questions, everyone's ready and in the office available to set up a call with myself or somebody in the office.
And that number again, 781-277-4308. Before I check in with you on your home front, I said earlier, I was reading the Wall Street Journal, just happened to pick up a copy today. And one thing is for sure, the government, our government collectively, is going to continue to pump money back into the economy to try to help people, whether or not it's business, you know, more pro-business or more pro-consumer. So there, in the next couple of months, things are going to be happening no matter what, as we slowly come back. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see what they mean by the phases, what businesses get to reopen. And it'll be interesting to see how things pan out. I mean, I'm able to reach out to my family in Ireland who, you know, they're kind of ahead of us. And I have friends that live in mainland Europe and they're ahead of Ireland, and kind of seeing how they're trying to get back to their normal. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out over here. It's not going to be the same as it was before, but that's okay. I mean, things happen and things change and you adapt to the situation. But I definitely feel like we can get back to business. No, I don't mean my business. I mean business in general.
The business of life. Yeah, the business of activity. And just on a personal note, your kids are getting to know you more and more every day and you them.
Yeah, Reese wants to come on the show. Reese wants to come on the show next week, so I might have her.
We'd love to have Reese. She's great. She's been star of the show before.
Maybe get a 10-year-old's perspective on the coronavirus.
Well, if it's good enough for Jimmy, if it's good enough for Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and all those others who have their kids on the show, why not? Well, it's been a great run here, despite the horrors of the day, in providing information and getting it done. I really credit you. And again, your team is standing by to answer questions, get back to people, set up those consultations. And the webinar, which is important, is this coming Thursday, 11 a.m. Go to retiresouthshore.com. What else can I say but thank you and stay safe and stay well. You look very healthy, by the way.
Thank you. You too, my friend. I hope hope you're doing okay.
My wife is feeding me well. Sometimes I cook and then it's all bets are off. We'll see you next week, Mark. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.